Welcome to Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.
Nope. No time for that intro, lads. We're back off to sea.
Dungeons & Junkies presents Tales of Autopia, Episode 24, Carnival Chaos.
I'm Matt.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Carrie.
Guys, welcome back to Dungeons & Junkies. It's time to head back to Pirate Waters and open the book of the Tales of Autopia. Alex, when you're ready to read, go ahead, sir.
Oh, shit, it's my turn. I thought it was yours. Right, okay. Hi, I'm Alex. And today, we're back in Tales of Autopia. But enough about me. Let's go around the table and see who's playing. Let's start with Kerry.
Hello, I'm Kerry, and I will be playing. Who will I be playing? Shit. Sorry, can I restart that? Oh, piss off, Alex. Hi, I'm Kerry, and I will be playing Ran, the barbarian slash fighter gnoll slash bird tamer, because Ghost is here and Ghost is a thing. And Ghost loves Reed.
Oh, doesn't he just?
Look from Matt says everything.
I suppose it's quite lucky that Ghost is currently on a mission. And speaking of people currently on a mission, a lie. No, sorry. Caitlin. God, I'm good at this today.
I know I get into roleplay, but like, come on, I'm not my characters. Otherwise, there'd be a lot more lawsuits. Mainly from Damien, honestly. The amount of harassment he does should not be okay. No, today, after taking a brief sabbatical whilst these idiots went shopping, Eli is back, and Eli is fucking furious. My human, monk, warlock, whose girlfriend's in a coma and is not fucking happy about it. I don't have a pet bird, sadly.
And speaking of people who enjoy a good shopping spree, Chad.
Hello, I'm Chad, and today I will be playing the spender of many gold, the tortliest of tortles, the broest of bros, the monkest of monks, the barbarianest of barbarians. Sure. Picasso, the total monk bro.
And over to someone who isn't a fan of Picasso's spending habits, Matt.
Yes. Reed got rather frustrated last time because of that. I am playing Captain Reed Toscobble, the pirate bard captain of the good ship Freedom Phoenix. Trying to see
Britannic.
Freedom Phoenix to everyone apart from Picasso and Ran. Happy he's not in a sack anymore.
Okay, so continuing on from last time, it's been 5 days since you left the Isle of Arden, where you got information on the cult and you got information of Avery Jr.'s possible whereabouts. We dipped off to the side to explore a little town where Reed got his medication for possibly fixing what's wrong with him. Ran got her new pet eagle known as Ghost, who is currently off to New Atlas to deliver a message. Picasso has managed to fix his bed within this time, and Chad, just roll me a d6, tell me if it's odd or even.
That's a one, so that is odd.
The bed did break the next night, but it's been fixed again, and you're pretty sure it's solid at this point. And Eli has... none of you have seen much of Eli at the moment. She's been working with the ship's medic, trying to get Lauren to a stable state, which has also been a bit quiet. But we continue on from this point. It's day 5 on the ship currently, and you're not that far off from Novarin at this point. You can see it in out in the distance, just a small little dot as you slowly approach it on. Let's see. On this fairly warm tropical evening, the sun's still out as a orange setting goes along the sky. The crew seem joyful at the peaceful waves. We start in the cabin. Reed, make me a con save quickly.
A con save?
Okay. Okay,
that's 11.
Okay, so you failed the con save, so you do take 10 points of poison damage as you take your medication for the day to hopefully cure your goblin issue.
10 points. Okay.
And to finally just swallow down the horrid tablet as it burns all your insides for a few minutes. But once you recover from that, what are you up to?
I'm going to have a stroll up and down the ship. Just see if there is just to like stretch my legs really. Not trying to stay clear of any angry humans that may be one that may be around in general. Also bearing in mind luck when the character ship last time, Reed brought up the gnolls and may have upset Rand without meaning to. So, yeah, Reed's probably not popular in a lot of people's books on the ship right now, so Reed just probably going to be, like, walking down to, like, the prow on his own.
Okay, and as you get up to that, we fast forward over to Picasso. Are you up to anything in particular?
No, Picasso's probably just getting ready for the whole situation and also making sure that all of the gunpowder and sacks that they bought have not been requisitioned by anyone else, but have been specially left aside for Picasso and Rand's plans.
Yeah. As you prepare all the gear for your plan, which is going to be absolutely flawless in your head, like, it's just going to be phenomenal. Rand, what are you currently up to?
Anne's probably curled up on the deck, probably getting in the way a bit, but she doesn't care. This particular patch of the deck is warm, and she misses Ghost already.
Yeah, you look out into the sun, partly blinding yourself as the glare hits your back. Staring off in the direction that you're pretty sure Ghost left, the old crew member walking around you. One did accidentally step on your tail 20 minutes ago. He was very apologetic, though.
Yeah. Now Brian is having broken tail on top of everything.
You see Reed walk past and you swear he's a shade paler than he normally is. Like, the green is wearing off.
Huh. Ryan goes back to starfishing on the deck.
Yeah, as Reed walks down the cabin. And it might seem like I'm a bit of a bully at this point, but I think we have to hit the nail on. Well, look at the big dying woman downstairs. Alai, as we go down to the bottom deck, you sit outside Lauren's room as Lewis has asked you to wait outside while he performs just a couple of checks and wants to see if it can work out something. You're not too sure how much time's passed. It feels like forever, to be honest. Over these last 5 days, she's gotten more stable, but it's nothing good yet. What's going through your head? What are you up to at this precise moment as you wait?
Probably in the most ominous way possible, Eli is sharpening. It's just trying to, like, polish and sharpen her glaive, because it's quite a rhythmic, soothing gesture. But, you know, anyone walking past is like, dear God, she's going to kill everyone. So I have no idea what caused this. I just know I left her alone for a few hours and now she's potentially never going to wake up. Why are you hiding, Reed?
Matt immediately hides. Yeah, so a few minutes later, the door opens Lewis looks around to see if he's a bit surprised when he realizes how close you are to Joel. Sorry, I didn't realize you were right in the corner.
Sorry, I wanted to be out the way in case anyone walked past.
I've got a bit of a odd thing to speak to you about. So just follow me in quickly.
Okay. Sheath the glaive.
And as you walk, you need to shut the
door. Don't threaten the doctor with a glaive.
So, I've managed to... what's the best way to put it? I mean, I'm sorry, I'm just tired. I've not slept in days. But I think I've got her down to a state where she shouldn't have any issues currently, but I'm not sure when they might pop up. Doesn't make any sense that she's not awake yet, though, to be honest with you.
What happened? I mean, you don't just change species off the drop of a leaf.
No, I don't know. She just... I don't know. It's confusing me. I've tried to wrap my head around whatever's going on, but...
The only other example I have is Reed. But he got injected with something.
She just collapsed and grew. It's not... I don't dabble in magic, so it's beyond me, to be honest. All I can keep doing is trying to work out what's wrong and see if I can wake her up, possibly. We're approaching Novarin, so maybe they'll have something I might be able to use. I'll take a look around the markets and library, see if they've got any information on something that might be related.
Yeah.
There's one other issue, though.
Yeah.
He brings her over to her, moving her hand. You see her wrist? She's got... her veins have gone like a purpley-black colour. And the other thing is, he opens one of her eyes and her right eye has gone a bit hazy. Can you just... What would a realisation check be where your brain just clicks on something? It wouldn't be perception, would it?
Could be insight or history or anything like that, really.
We'll go history.
Yeah, I'd say history or insight for sure.
Yeah. Wouldn't be perception, because it's...
Yeah, perception's a physical thing.
Perception is noticing rather than connecting. Flat 16.
Yeah, that's high enough. It's only a 10.
God.
Oh, boy. Like,
nothing to add.
I'm sorry about this, Matt, but... It was going to come up at some point at this point. Eli, it very... Seeing the eye, seeing the colour of the veins, it very quickly clicks that within the first few hours of Reed taking that potion, his veins went that colour, his eye went all hazy. It's like it's linked to him.
Excuse me a moment, Lewis.
Oh, did you need me to leave you be for a minute, or?
No, I'm gonna go find our captain.
Oh, okay. I'll just... I'll write down my findings.
Thank you. Feel free to go have a nap or something. You've definitely earned it. Like trying not to lash out at the person who's done well.
Reed, make me a stealth check with advantage because you're small. And Eli, make me a Reed, make me a stealth check. Eli, make me a perception check with advantage. See how long it takes to find Reed.
And a stealth check.
You make me a stealth check, Reed.
Okay, nat 20 plus 4.
23 plus 4. You're on 18.
Okay, so Once you get to the top deck, it takes about 4 minutes of looking around. But then in the crowd, standing near the near one of the cannons, just looking out at the sea, you spot Reed.
It doesn't help that the crew like me more than they like you, so they're perfectly willing to move aside for me. Oh, how would I react? I'd punch him.
Make me a tackle.
23.
Reed, you're there with your... What does Reed like to drink?
Probably a barrel of mead I had in the cabin. I've probably got a flask on me.
Yeah, you drinking your flask of weed and...
I love my flask of weed! That's not legal!
Your weed, and as you go to take another
weed
sip...
Reed has the weed.
You practically end up shoving the flask down your throat as... BANG! You are suddenly punched on the back of the head.
Ouch!
I hold him up by his neck.
Like, put me down!
Oh, I'm sorry. Was there something you wanted to talk about?
I don't...
Neither can Lauren.
That's not my fault!
Yes, it fucking is! Why are her veins the same color after you took that potion? Why is her eye misty?
Okay,
throw him against the mast.
Okay, I can't hold that voice for very long.
Yeah, I throw him against the mast and kind of stalk towards him. Which means everyone's circled us and are watching.
I think everyone on the top deck has noticed at this point.
Okay.
He gets yeeted into the main mast. Thunk.
Not my fault, it's Riley!
You can't use her as an excuse for everything.
Look, I fucked up. I know that. I'm prepared to die. Okay? Riley offered me a way out. I refused it. She then did it anyway. Do not blame me for that.
I will fucking blame you, because it seems everything bad that happens in Lauren's life is your fucking fault. She could die down there, and you're not by her side. You're not asking the doctor to do anything. I am. You're just carrying up here drinking.
If I was down there, you'd have killed me by now.
I'd at least have appreciated you giving a shit about someone you married.
I did not ask for that. I didn't ask for that. That stupid fucking bat.
Reed, you've spent a lot of time since my death trying to be a better friend to me. But when the one person who fucking means anything to me is in mortal peril... You don't have the balls to tell me anything. You just leave me to wait and see if my girlfriend dies. And if she had have died up until now, I wouldn't have known why. I wouldn't have known how. I would have left that island thinking that me leaving her for a few hours could have been the difference between her living and dying. But no, it's you and that bitch Riley having conversations in your head and putting us all in danger again and a fucking again.
I don't ask for her talk in my head. I want nothing to do with her.
Then why does she keep coming back to you?
I don't know.
She approached you at the bar. She accused you of wanting to turn us in.
She approached me at the bar. I don't know why she was drinking in my aunt's bar. I do not know why. She's the one that injected me with that bloody goblin. I had to poison myself with these pills and make myself normal again. And
if you've had
had so many bad experiences with substances being put in your body, why would you drink a random-ass potion on the cult's island? Picasso and Ran, I get. They like to try new things. They don't know whether there might be horrible consequences. But you! You fucking know what they're like. You know what could happen. And you drink it anyway. And then you get Lauren fucking injured.
As I said, I fucked up on the island. But I was prepared to die as a result of those consequences. I was prepared to die.
Why should I believe that?
Do you really... And let me ask you honestly, do you really think I care about you and Lauren so little that I would put you through that intentionally?
Honestly, I don't know anymore, Reed. I thought you were a spineless coward. I thought maybe you were a hint of a good man. But right now, honestly, I don't know whether you'd sell us all in to save your own skin and then skip into the sunset and forget who we were. I've died once for you lot. I'm not dying again, and no one I give a damn about is dying because of you.
I was prepared to accept my fate, but Riley wouldn't let me go, wouldn't let me do it.
Riley wouldn't let me. Is that all you have to fucking say?
What more do you want me to say?
Maybe a fucking apology.
I'm sorry for everything I've done. For everything, right from the moment we bumped into each other all those months ago. I am sorry for ever saying anything bad about you. I'm sorry for even doing what I did to Lauren all those years ago. I am sorry. Will it kill me, do it?
I'm not going to kill you, because clearly we need you. And also, it's quite a big hassle to find another captain. Well, what I will do is I'm going to give you a warning. Can I cut off his ring finger? Everyone just lean back in their chairs for the benefit of the tape.
I didn't, I leaned forward.
Yeah, everyone was just like, oh, spicy.
Which hand? What kind of check would you call this?
It'd probably be a finesse attack, because depends whether he's resisting me or not. But I literally just... Which hand would Reed have had his wedding ring on when he got married?
I mean, probably traditional with... So, left hand?
Yeah, so I want to cut off the ring finger on his left hand.
Okay, let's call this... You're lunging at him, so... Would you class this as a grapple? Like a post-grapple?
Yes. I'm fine with this. I have a lot of strength.
Okay, we'll call it an opposed grapple then. So obviously, Reed's athletics against your athletics.
I'm sweating, by the way.
Thanks. I might have to call this episode, well, that escalated quickly.
Athletics check 11, all in.
Nat 20 plus 7.
Jesus Christ, you take the whole hand, do you?
Nope, I'm just taking the finger.
You, judging by this, like, sudden stiffness of Eliza's body, you can tell she's about to lunge at you. So you try to jump out of the way, but you're just not quick enough as Eliza pins you down to the ground, and there is a sudden rush of pain as you feel a knife go to your hand.
Essentially, anyone watching sees me lunge at Reed, kind of knock him down and rest my foot on the crux of the elbow of his left arm. And then with a quick slice from a blade you didn't know I had at my hip, just severed right just before the like second knuckle on the finger.
Losing a finger, we'll call it a D12.
Bloodied in advance, okay? Headphone users, I beware.
That's
over somewhere else in the deck, Rand's ears just twitch at the screen. Rand's like,
I'm just gonna knock at the door in a minute, find out what the hell's going on.
Picasso, are you on the top deck or are you like below deck?
Well, I was below deck because we're keeping the gunpowder down in the boatswain, boys, like our repair shop, obviously, because it's not near the cannons or else it might get accidentally used. So I think I probably would have made it to the top deck just as Reed began screaming.
Yeah, you suddenly hear Reed. As you're going up the final steps, you suddenly hear an almighty scream from Reed.
I chuck the finger in the ocean so he can't reattach it.
I'm going to reach the top deck and I'm going to immediately go over to starfishing Furry Bro and be like, Furry Bro, I was like totally making sure that our stash was good. Like, I feel like I missed a lot of stuff. Like, what's going on, Furry Bro?
Yes, well, it started as nothing new with Ally going blah 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 and Reed going, don't touch me.
right, Furry Bro. So like daily stuff, right?
And now Ran is smelling blood, so maybe we should go over. And Ran rolls across the deck. She was trying to bleach her belly fur in the sun. Ran just kind of moves over on all fours because it's easier than getting up properly. Just sort of nudges her way through people's legs.
Like, with this note written in my notes, by the way, missing finger.
Reed, you also take 11 points of piercing damage.
I assume Reed is just pissing blood everywhere at this point.
Yeah, can I cast Cure Wounds on myself? To stop the bleeding?
Yeah, you just walk over to Reed, rolling around on the floor, blood pissing out of what's left of a bit of a finger as his hand just glows and he holds his now cut off finger in that hand as he tries to heal it.
I sniff the blood stains on the floor.
It smells bloody.
Iron rich.
I feel like I see the bloody blade in Eli's hand. I look down at Reed. I look back at Angry Bro. I don't wanna like get involved in this like at all, bros. I'm gonna go see if the boatswain boys need anything. Like, just like so awkward. Like, this is far beyond anything that Picasso can deal with. And he's just gonna turn around and start like walking away awkwardly.
Don't worry, Picasso. We're about done. Reed, go tell Louis, the doctor, exactly what happened to you when you drank that potion.
I will, and message received.
Next time, it's your neck.
Understood.
And I'm going to go back to Lauren's side.
I'm going to go and find the doctor in his quarters. And
kind of pat. I pat Ran on the head on the way past.
Ran gives you a funny look.
There's a better spot for the sun on the other side of the mast.
Ran's just going to sit here for a bit.
Contemplate life.
Also, it stopped and it goes back to Furry Bro. Furry Bro? Is like everything like blowing up around us or something, like Furry Bro? Like, what's I don't get this, bro.
Yeah. Bren is saying some not nice things about Captain Man because Bren was angry. But is everything actually always Captain Man's fault? Bren is remembering a word, scapegoat. It's starting to feel like scapegoats.
Like, scapegoat? Like, I've like seen goats before. Like, is that like a special like kind of goat or something? Like, Furry Bro?
Here is Quentin telling Ren is when somebody is always taking all blame for all problems. I can't roll my R's today. I'm very sorry about that.
Oh, like, I totally get that, bros. Like, we like, me and Mikey, like when I was like growing up, we got like blamed for everything that ever happened in UNORC. Like anything that went wrong, it was like always like, oh, Picasso and Mikey, you two probably did it. And like, I mean, we did it like 90% of the time, but like there was those times that we like didn't, and then we totally got blamed for it. And it like totally wasn't cool, bro.
He's a bit like that.
Oh man, like, that's what it's like for Bastard, bro. Like, that, like, totally sucks.
Rand's just gonna carry on sniffing around the blood a bit. Does it smell like normal blood?
I'd say so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rand gets on her nose.
It smells a bit acidic for some reason. Blood doesn't normally smell this acidic.
Ren is not doctor, not anymore. But maybe this is getting better, blood?
Ren doesn't like this and she goes to find Gurr.
Yeah, it does take you long to find Gurr. Smell. Everything that has a specific smell for you is very easy to find these days.
Gurr probably leans to one side now because Ran basically sleeps on top of Gurr, so he's probably permanently leaning to the left now.
Yeah, he's just a little bit squished on that side. Reed, what did you get on that Cure Wounds?
Munch. I just want to be able to actually get the 1d8 plus 4.
Yeah, or if you use it at a higher slot.
I'll use it level 1. Never know how much risk I get of you, so.
You're like 30 minutes in and you've already taken 21 points of damage.
I get 11 points back, so.
You get, yeah, that's fine. The pain stops quite quickly, but you can still feel the finger as if it was there.
Like a phantom pain.
Not. You can still feel, like, it feels like you can move it, but as you know, it's not there.
Yeah.
So what do you want to do after that interesting encounter?
I would go into a doctor exactly where I went through when I took a potion.
It takes you about a minute to get down to the deck, you know, the store, and he looks up from his notebook, taking off his glasses. Oh, can I help you, Captain?
Yeah, can I get a bandage for this? But
what the hell have you done now?
Well, it's a bit of a long story. Long story short, I'm not getting married again anytime soon. Put it that way. What's happened with Lauren sort of is tied to something that happened on the island with me.
So it's, of course, it's definitely magical then. Brilliant.
I took a potion, stupidly. And Mirelli? I've heard about it.
I won't shut up about her, to be honest, Captain. No offense.
Yeah, well, like, thank you. Well, she offered me a way out, and I said, no, I'd rather die. So, instead of letting me die, she set a halfling for a halfling.
Oh, shit. She's stronger than she lets off then. Right, I suppose I got my work cut out for me then, haven't I?
If... You're obviously a medic, so it's not magic. You know, we need to find a sorcerer. Because I'm wondering if we were to kill Riley, it would save Lauren.
Well, I mean, considering that she could do that from wherever she was, I don't know if that's a good idea yet. I mean, you're the captain, so whatever you're going to do, I guess, but...
Well, certainly, I certainly know... I certainly have a certain monk who would be very happy to stick her glaive up her insides and pull him out.
Let me go speak to the let me go speak to the people at the temple once we get to Novarin. See if we can do this a peaceful way first.
Oh, she's dying at some point.
True, but she seems stable enough at the moment. So, we have got a bit of time, I think.
Do whatever you can. Please.
Of course, we'll see what happens. Oh, I should probably patch up that finger just in case.
Thank you.
And we spent the last 10 minutes of the sailing to Novarin with Reed getting patched up. As he basically finishes patching up, you all hear from whatever point you are in the ship the anchors being lowered as the ship seems to settle and the rocking basically comes to a stop. Because you have arrived in Novarin.
I don't think I ever left the top deck, and I would just hop off the front of the boat, as I always do. They're like, bye guys! Boatswain boys, make sure the boat is looking its finest, make sure we repair anything, and then afterwards, like, get some drinks at the bars, alright bros?
Sure thing, boatswain captain, bro! One of the overexcited younger workers salutes you as you jump off the side of the ship.
Brass.
Are you jumping off onto the walkway, or are you jumping off into the water?
I jump off into the water.
Okay, yeah, because you definitely would have gone through the deck in here.
I did that at the first place that we went to, and I got yelled at a lot, so I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, as you jump off the side of the ship, what are the rest of you up to?
Reed will make her way back up to the top deck from the medic's quarters. We'll stop in the doorway briefly of Lauren's recovery room. See a lie there, run.
You just hear little pitter-patters of footsteps out to the door, and then even faster pitter-patters as whoever was at the door ran off. Hello.
Probably Reed.
Or you make it onto the top deck in here, and a massive great splash is a small wave comes up the side of the ship.
Hey, Kenaso! Is Ran on the deck still?
I don't know.
Ran's just making her way up there. She's grumpy because her nap was interrupted and all her fur's sticking up the wrong way on one side. She looks like someone's been dragging her along the deck.
Oh, good. Hello, Ran. Are you okay?
Yeah. Ran was having no nights.
I apologise about disturbing you, but we're here and we need to find the bastard so we can kill him.
How is Captain Man's hand?
Well, you know, I'm fortunate that, you know, I don't use his hand to fire my gun.
And sticks her snoot straight onto the finger stump.
Ooh. Okay.
Ooh, not in a spiteful way.
You know,
just like a
Okay.
Rand's wiggle sniffer goes. You just get a boop.
Ah, have you tried licking it? It'd make everything better.
You have inspiration.
And your doctorate really is made full of crowd, isn't it?
Oh, well, Ren is sorry for trying to help.
My throat hurts so much after doing that screaming earlier, I'm so sorry.
That right. Sucks. My heart really bleeds for you, buddy. Sorry.
It's okay, it's all good.
Harry the absolute savage.
Yeah. Anyway, we should probably head ashore. Hopefully Eli will come with us. I'm trying to...
Eli is right behind you as you say this.
Do I
just a shadow over you.
Hey, Eli.
You okay, Ren?
Yes.
You look a
bit. Bran's afraid of having her toe cut off now.
Your fur looks a bit ruffled.
Yes, well, Bran was having mermaids, and then everyone's like, ah, it's time to get off. And Bran is like, no, Bran is having dream. About
yes,
rolling in
sorry
puddle.
If we woke you. I wasn't expecting him to scream so loudly. Yes, I know you're missing a finger.
I suppose that's fair. I look. Anyway, it is what it is. Shall we see if we can find the person responsible for the camp? If she was telling the truth. If she was telling the truth, and he too.
If not, well, the flower festival thing. The spring bloom's always pretty good.
Indeed.
I jump into the water after Picasso.
While those two are talking, Rand was slipping away, just awkwardly edging away.
Well, all four
Rand wants to keep all her toes.
I'm
yeah,
not going to take
fours.
Your toes.
Rand's afraid you might take her toes now.
Mead will scale down the ship and onto a jetty and make his way like a normal person.
Boring.
Well, the next plan was for Rand to pick Reed up by the scruff like a pup and carry him along.
Yeah, because so as you're swimming along, you see Rand walking along the deck and on all fours. Reed slowly behind Rand, followed by Eli. You'll probably notice him at this point swimming along.
I'll get to shore and just kind of stop and sit down. Wait for everyone to like reconvene.
Rand
oh look!
Just...
Hey, angry bro. I promise I didn't like do anything like that requires like any of my like fingers being taken. Like angry bro.
Okay, let me just get this in the open before we carry on.
I like close my hands into fists.
I'm not going to take either of yours fingers or toes or body parts in any way. He got that because he was partly responsible for what's happened to Lauren and didn't bother to fucking tell me. So unless you're suddenly responsible and have Riley's voice in your head and evil poisons in your veins, you'll be fine.
Just nod. Don't say anything out loud. Keep my hands clenched though. Picasso just like nods.
Lai rolls her eyes and kind of... It's like, right. Come on. I think they've never seen a finger be taken from someone before. Bunch of babies.
Right, so, looking along the front of this town, it has a lot of resemblance to New Atlas in a way, just more, like, posher. The streets are a bit cleaner, more people are wearing suits and the fancier kind of clothing. The port's a lot bigger here. Your ship definitely stands out as one of the tattier ones. So what do you want to do? As you look around, you see all sorts of buildings. To the right-hand side, you see signs for the Bloom Carnival. There's a lot going on here.
If you start.
Well, these are Navy waters, and Governor Rourke's supposed to be here. So we can't just charge in and grab the bastard willy-nilly.
Mm. Don't we need to kill him at some point as well?
I mean, I wish you luck with it. Chances are, if we can prove he's involved, AJ is involved with the cult, we'll essentially have Rourke's blessing to do this. Which means the Navy and that around here won't interfere. We just kind of need the evidence beyond our word.
ADM, sorry, where is that to go to again?
You've got the city in front of you, and on the left-hand side you've got signage for the, sorry, on the right-hand side you've got the signage for the Bloom Festival.
Rand's ignoring all your serious talking and gone that way.
You
100% Scooby-Doo style. Yeah, like, they're talking, and I just imagine the two of us are standing next to each other, like near you. And every time you like look, we're like just subtly a little bit farther, until finally one time you look and we're just not there anymore.
Yeah, you hash out all these details with the governor and all of that, and then 1 minute, you turn to your right hand side, they're gone. It's just you and Reed.
Fine, let's go to the Bloom Festival.
Indeed.
Not like any of you know your way around.
Can I buy you some flowers?
No.
Can I buy Lauren some flowers?
No. You can buy yourself some flowers, because that's the only person who'll ever love you, and I walk off.
Ouch. I feel like
I'm sorry, Matt.
Damage that burn.
I love you, Matt.
Oof.
I may have committed a murder. Someone called 999.
God. You're not wrong.
I'm sad Ren and Picasso weren't here to hear, weren't around to hear that absolute savagery.
Okay. How far walk is it from where we docked to this festival?
There's no signage for how long it takes, but Ren, Picasso, as you guys go on ahead, it takes you about 10 minutes. You to get a hell of a lot of looks. You don't see very many turtles, and you don't see any gnolls in this area, so there's a lot of eyes on the pair of you, but you just take it all within stride as you see this massive carnival in all these big tents in a big stadium right at the back. This place is absolutely loaded with stuff and people, all just having a great time.
Stadium, you say?
Furry bro! What the heck is this, furry bro?
Oh no.
Is it annoying? What's that one at the end?
I don't know, furry bro!
At this point, I'm going to pull out that satchel of gold that I still have, and I'm just going to hold it in front of furry bro.
Furry bro, I found what this is for.
Do we get up behind them at this point?
Yeah, at this point, the pair of you catch up and just see Picasso's there waving his money around and Ran's tail's wagging at a speed you've never seen possible. You're surprised Ran hasn't, like, broken her tail at this point.
Okay, you two, before you run off, let me just explain what this is. Okay?
I'm gone. I literally hear, "Let me explain what this is." And, like a child, like, I stare at you and I just go, "Gone!"
I just shout, "I was gonna tell you where the arm wrestling tent was."
Obviously, Ran has to follow, just rushing off on all fours, maybe battering some people out the way.
Stop leaving me with him!
Lord, they're gonna bankrupt the ship.
They only have their own funds on them.
Yes, but they're spending way too much on gunpowder and...
Why are they buying gunpowder?
I don't know.
I leave you lot alone for 5 minutes and they're buying gunpowder?
Is what happening not around?
This is not giving me any more faith in your ability as a captain.
To be fair, I got shoved in a sack.
What?
Is what happens when you leave me alone with a 550-pound turtle and a gnoll who has teenage issues.
I really hope... I guarantee they're going to run into trouble here, because this is just a giant version of that little carnival we saw in Little Clacton.
Without a doubt, I guess they will know when they're in trouble by the pitchforks and the flaming torches, so we'll leave them to have some fun.
Well, there aren't many turtles and gnolls around here. They are going to stick out like a sore thumb.
Well,
sore finger in your case.
Yes, haha. Well, you say that, but don't forget Ran's always got, you know, that ring of hers.
Oh, the one that made her look like a child.
She'll blend in at least.
Yeah, but will she actually use it?
Well, this is a good question, of course. As for a turtle, who knows? Anyway, I need a drink.
Drink tents over there.
Come on, I'll buy you one.
No, I'm going to wander around.
Okay.
I've been here before, might as well use that to my advantage.
Okay, well, I will
I'll come and find you in a bit. I'll see if I can find a drink. The drink tent.
I point them towards where the food and drink is, and I'm like, goodbye.
Yeah.
We'd head towards the catering tent. While keeping his ears and eyes open for any information he could find.
Okay, so Ran and Picasso, are you two sticking together, or are you two going in your own directions?
I feel like the minute we got out of like earshot, or like without them being able to see us, I would have stopped and been like, all right, furry bro, I'm gonna go that way, you go that way, and we meet back here after we win all of this stuff, furry bro.
Yes, this is good plan.
And I'm gonna go, furry bro, did you bring your goal?
Yes, it's here.
All right. I think I got enough here, so I don't need any of that. But like, if you like and need any of my gold, furry bro, like, I got you, furry bro.
And Picasso is saying you're not needing gold, but Bren has some of your needing.
All right, furry bro. All right, we go around, we win all the stuff, and then we meet back here, and then we go to that big one. And I point towards the stadium.
Ran starts wandering off in her selected direction.
Alai keeps a closer grip on her gold for some reason.
Okay.
Head off in the other direction.
Everyone roll me a d20. We'll see who gets the highest. And that's the order we'll go in.
I got an 11.
Barnacles, that's a 4.
9.
10.
Write that down, otherwise I'll forget. Okay, so Picasso, what are you on the lookout for as you run off like a happy child?
Anything with bright lights and that looks like any kind of carnival games.
Okay, so jogging off to in the direction you are, 3 things stand out. One is a you see this large pole fit bike thing with a bell on the top.
I go to whatever the first thing was, that's what I was going to go to. So yeah. I go to the large pole thing with a bell.
Yeah, surprisingly, there's not a lot of people queued up. As the last person walks on, he hands the bloke the gold, and they hand him this weird hammer thing that's really oddly sized. Like, it doesn't make sense that they're giving them these hammers. And then you watch him like smack the plate at the bottom of this thing, and it shoots a little like rock up this thing. You've seen nothing like this before, as it gets about 3/4 of the way up and then falls back down to the ground. The guy just gets angry and throws the hammer to the side and stomps off. The guy who's running the event just ups his head and then looks up to you and with a bit of a surprise realizing there's someone else there, comes up to you. Oh, hello. Can I help you? Are you interested in playing?
Whoa, bro. Yeah, yeah, like, all right, bro. And I'm going to hand him a handful of gold and I'm going to go pick up the hammer.
What was the handful, just so I can...
Probably like, it's usually about 25. We'll say it's 25 gold.
Before he can finish saying what he's going to say, and the fact that it's only 5 gold, you just pour in 25 and he almost drops the sack. Oh, okay. Here you go. Here's the hammer. Basically, you have to hit the target.
I just grab the hammer and I just walk over and I just take one hand and I just full on swing as hard as I can and smash this plate.
Okay, maybe a strength check.
Strength athletics?
Nope, strength.
That is a crit 20 plus 4.
You smash the bell and the ball on this, the ball that shoots up as you hit the target jams into the bell, breaking the target thing just stays up. And there's a round of applause from people spectating as you basically break the ride. You hit the target that hard. Oh. Oh, okay, you win. I didn't get a chance to explain. You put your money in the pot, and whoever manages to, well, break it in your terms, gets to keep the gold from the pot. So please take the bag. Congratulations, sir.
You see a very sad, just face of Picasso, like cross as he takes the gold. And I'm gonna like turn to the like spectators, and I'm gonna go like, you guys want the winnings?
A kid snatches the bag and bolts for it.
All right, buddy. Well, enjoy that gold, bruh.
It was like when I think it was Zurin tried to buy drinks for everyone.
I mean, he could afford it. To be fair, I thought that was a clever tactic. Yeah, that's 42 gold gone.
Well, little guy.
The spectator is looking in shock, and the guy running the ride just stares in shock as you walk off. And it's just like a row of eyes, like seagulls, just watching you walk off in complete shock as you just hand away the money.
Oh, I'm gonna like keep this hammer, bro. I kind of like it. All right, later, guys.
Yep, you walk.
God, he's taking his own gear.
Add a carnival hammer to your inventory, I guess.
Yeah.
You get on the carnival. Oh, the only other thing that catches your eye immediately as you walk out is a arm wrestling competition.
Well, obviously, with the hammer over my shoulder, I'm going to head into that.
Yeah. This feels a little closer to home as you walk in here, and it's basically just buff, sweaty dudes all around the same height as you, all like giving each other arm wrestles on this big table. There's a crowd around cheering as this half-orc all but breaks this Goliath's arm as he smashes it down on the table, and it's just a roar of cheers.
Can I immediately look around as Rose here? My buddy? My lady orc buddy?
Oh, she's not, I'm afraid.
Aw. Picasso looks sad as he looks around expecting to see Rose there, and then not. And then I'm gonna look around. Do I need to check my hammer with anyone, or is it like cool that I like have this?
If it was like the skeletons back from the first Halloween special, the music stops and everyone turns to stare at you.
Oh, hey, I'm Picasso. What's up, everybody?
No, this is arm wrestling. Are you entering, or are you going to just stand there with a hammer? Isn't that a prop to the festival?
Oh no, this is my hammer. I like want it.
Okay. Are you willing
I'll totally enter your like contest. I actually like won an arm wrestling contest like at another festival like one time. That was like pretty impressive, bro.
Okay, I guess I don't need to finish my sentence. Get up here then, champ.
Oh, alright, bro, I get to go right away. Cool, bro.
And
I will go exactly where he tells me to.
Yeah, they all start to move aside to let you in. Okay, so our current champion should be here in a few minutes. Are you sure you won the hammer?
Oh yeah, like Brett, like I like hit the thing so hard, like I like implanted the bell with like a little rock thingy. And like no one else could use it, so like they didn't have like a use for the hammer anymore, so like I want it, bruh.
The crowd roars in excitement as you say you managed to destroy the event. You hit it that hard.
Like Thor, I hold the hammer up like, yeah, bros, yeah!
Okay, oh, and there she is, as Rose walks out from behind the curtains, and she
bros!
Really clicks at you. Oh, Picasso. Long time no see.
Bros, like, this is totally the person I beat before, bros.
Dad, that was an off day. Gonna kick your ass this time.
Oh, alright, bruh. I'm gonna put the hammer down.
Yeah, the two of you take a seat. Right. Now I want a clean game, all right? You listening, Tortle?
Oh, yeah, bruh. I don't like cheated this, bruh. Like, bruhs, to the victor go the spoils, and like, good luck to you, bruh.
I won't lose this time.
All right, bruh.
And she holds the pole in one arm and puts out her other arm, ready to wrestle you.
I also put my grab with my left hand and then set up for arm wrestling with Rose.
Right. So I've done a bit more studying on how to do this, and I saw it in Critical Role, funny enough. Totally not copying it. We're going to do strength checks this time, and it's going to be multiple stages. I'm sure you've seen it. So you probably
have seen it
work. Yeah. Okay, the crowd counts down with the ref. 3, 2, 1. And then there's a massive cheer as he shouts go. And I need you to roll me a strength check.
That is a crit 1.
Okay, she pushes you straight down with ease. Like, you're not accepting it. She's definitely been training. Is she starts to pull your arm about halfway down.
And you're really
struggling to keep her from putting you onto the table. Don't you have been training?
Well, bro. Well, if that's the case, then I guess we should really play. And I'm going to try and fight back.
Okay, roll again.
That's only a 15.
It's enough as you start to pull her up and you send her back into the middle of the table. She starts to, like, bare her tusks at you.
I just smile through my grit teeth. I've also been training, bruh.
I'll
give another try and shove. That is the 17.
The arms do not move. Like, your muscles start to tense as you both are just locked level in the middle. Roll again.
That's a 19.
You start to just pull her arm down. You're almost there.
And you can see Picasso is definitely, the smile is through very gritted teeth, but Picasso is still smiling as he's trying to finish this off. Come on. It's only a 15.
She brings you back to the middle as she did get a natural 20.
Damn it!
And started to really sweat now as she pulls you back into the middle. You get another drill, roll again.
That is a 22.
Yep, you bring her back down again. As she, you can hear her swearing under her breath as you both start to just sweat endlessly.
19.
That's a 19 as well. She manages to just keep you up.
I'm gonna stare at her. Rez, you are the toughest bro that I know, but I'm sorry. You gotta lose again, bro. That's only an 18.
You pull. And her arm finally gives out as bang, you smack it down onto the table, and the crowd goes wild.
I'm gonna, like, release, kinda. Champion, bros!
Yeah, she, like, punches the table in anger, and then it sort of just, the anger dissipates into a smile. Nicely done, Picasso. She holds out her hand for a shake.
I immediately walk over and I hug Rose.
Aww. And the spectator runs out, our new champion, Picasso! And the crowd just goes wild, chanting Picasso.
I also raise Rose's hand with mine. Bros!
And there is just a chant of bros as the camera pans out over to Reed, who can slowly just hear very lightly in the background, bros, 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 from a tent over in the distance as you walk into the food and drink section of the event.
Oh dear lord. I really need a drink now. I'll enter a tent. I will look around as I head towards the bar.
Yeah, there's not much going on. It's quite late in the evening, so you get a lot more drunkards at this time of the night. There's a lot of dancing, a lot of music playing. It's fairly lively in here. It's much bigger than any festival you've ever been to.
Good. The drunker they are, the looser their lips.
So, what are you looking to do?
I will get a beer from the bar, and then I will wander around, you know, like just casually, like eavesdropping, see if I can hear anything which may say anything incriminating or may let us know where AJ is.
Okay, so the beer is a gold piece, so just mark that off. He hands you the beer and goes back to surfing a very lively crowd. Roll me perception. You don't need to roll it at disadvantage though, because it's more hearing than sight.
That is 19.
That's a one. As you're walking around, you do catch one man. And, like, really drunk. And he's saying to the group, these other two people, I tell you what, I've never seen the boss so mad before. Like, oh, I almost wet myself. And then some bastards locked us in the barracks. I can't believe it. Still, they're stationed here for a while. Excuse me. Bit too much to drink. Perhaps another beer should wash down this. I will be right back, boys. As he gets back up and starts waddling his way over to the bar.
Okay, cool. So he's making his way to the bar, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to wait until he gets his next drink, and then I am going to cast prestidigitation on his beard and make it taste like it is off to him.
He takes a sip and he turns back to the barkeep.
Oi, you serve me piss or what?
And the bartender's like, excuse me, sir. If you're going to be like that, piss off. I'm not having any more drunks around here.
What a good feeling Alex has had that conversation in Plymouth.
Mate, I will fucking knock you out. You hear me? I might not be the best on my feet at the moment, but damn, I know how to beat him up. Last chance. Piss off. Or I'm dragging your ass out of here. And with that, the drunkard picks up his glass and smashes it over the barkeep's head as a fight breaks out in this tent and everyone just starts beating the shit out of each other. Reed, I need you to make me a dexterity saving throw with disadvantage.
With disadvantage?
Yes.
A dexterity saving throw, are you?
Yes, because it requires sight to really work, and obviously you're blind in one eye.
Okay, I need to take a picture of that, because you ain't going to believe me.
It's a double 20, is it?
Not quite, but near enough. I plus 7 to this as well, by the way.
20. And I can't... Oh, 19. Yeah, you look around as you've just caused this massive fight, and you suddenly see a chair coming straight at you as you just managed to jump out of the way as this chair, bang, smashes against the wall. Almost taking your face off.
Okay, I'm going to I'm going to stealthily exfiltrate the bar. As I do so, I will glance around if there is any spilled gold.
You spot 3 gold pieces on your way out.
I'll take the gold pieces.
Yeah. So yeah, anything else you're looking to do? Any more bar fights you're looking to start?
I wasn't even trying to start a bar fight, to be fair. I was trying to make him go outside that he would throw up, actually, and I could get more information out of him. Okay. I will leave the bar and head for the food tent.
The bar and the food tent was the same thing.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay. I will head over to the food sort of thing, but I'm guessing it's not quite broken to fight yet.
Well, I don't know. Fights can break out pretty quickly. So, I mean, you look over at the food tent and you can see there are people fighting in that end, but it looks like they haven't resulted to throwing food at each other yet. But there is a fight in that area.
Okay, thank goodness for that. I will head over to that area, and I'll find someone who isn't fighting, and is there anyone who is not fighting or not?
If you want to go back in there and head down to the food, just make me another dex save as you run through the mobs of angry people and drunks.
It's a 17 all in.
Yeah, 17. You managed to avoid the most of it as you swing around people and manage to jump over another flying chair as you eventually get over to the food side. And behind the counter you can see a server kneeling on the floor trying to avoid the fight in the best you can.
I will I'll dive behind the bar with her and just say, "You okay?"
Sorry, I just didn't expect all this fighting to break out. Oh my god, first...
It's amazing
how... I'm going to get fined for this.
You're not getting fined for nothing. They're clearly drunks. You're not... You're in the food section. You didn't serve them bad beer. It'd be the people who send the beer, not you. You're fine, okay?
What are you doing behind the bar? Move!
Staying out of their way. I'll be gone in a moment.
You be behind the bar.
I cast friends.
How does
that
work?
Which is a cantrip.
How does that work? Because I know what you like with your cantrips.
Duration of charisma. Oh, charisma checks on one creature. Oh, okay. That doesn't work what I thought it was going to do. Never mind. Ignore me, Axe. Ignore me.
Okay.
I was gonna say, are we gone? Just have you seen, you know, anyone important?
I don't know. Just drunk people, I guess, wanting food.
Have you not seen Avery by any chance? I'd like to Yep. I owe him a drink, like the buy him one, you see.
Deception.
I'm rolling that normally, aren't I? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that is 22.
I don't know. One of his right hand man was here earlier buying some food at the festival, but they left hours ago.
Okay. I appreciate that. I appreciate you telling me that. Thank you very much. I'll have to find a letter on. Thank you very much for your help. I appreciate that.
Can I at least sell you some food before you go?
What have you got?
There's mash. And as she's about to say mashed potatoes, someone grabs the tray and just yeets it across the bar. There's some scotch eggs left.
How many's got? I will have all the scotch eggs.
All of them?
All of them.
distant seal noises.
I would see a very angry seal just pops up from the head.
Stupendous.
Free gold. They're 4 for 1 gold, so all of them 12. 12 is free gold.
I hand her 3 gold pieces, which I just conveniently found on the floor.
You just hand, not like too scared to like actually get up and beg him out, she just hands you the silver tray with the scotch eggs on.
I tip them into my sack, into my like canvas sack. Thank you. What was your name, by the way?
Amber.
Amber. Lovely name.
Thanks, I guess.
It's a lovely name. It really is a lovely name. Anyway, I won't keep you any longer. Keep that away and you should be fine, I guess. They'll tire themselves out eventually. Take care.
She doesn't respond to you. She just goes back to hiding and trying to put the gold pieces in the till.
Reed will proceed to leave.
Just make a little dex check as you try to get out.
That stealth check, you say?
Dex check, sorry.
Okay, dex check or dex?
Save, right.
Dex save.
Dex check, save and throw, same sort of thing.
Oh, that's not quite as good. My lowest is a 10 all in.
Yeah, you don't see it coming as a chair just fucking itchy, knocking you out the tent all the way.
And you take
2 points as the chair comes out with
1 point.
You can see it.
I know this stuff coming, Alex. I'm intentionally trying to avoid it. Come on.
Yes, but it's behind you.
You just hate that I'm able to use this all the time. Rogue be roguey. Okay, fine.
You take 1 point of damage as the chair takes you out.
I'm happy taking into it, it's fine.
And you look up as guards start running in to break off the fighting.
I will head back into the... Is the broing still going on?
At the moment, yeah.
I will seek out the broing. Seek out where the broing is coming from, because I'm guessing that's where Picasso is.
Yeah, and as the fight is put under control and you walk off to the chanting of Bro, the camera pans out and over to Eli, who is walking along the festival ground. What are you up to?
Well, I've been here before a few times when I was small. But I don't remember a massive amount of it, but the main thing I remember from it was they used to have like a big mirror maze that Eli was always very good at. So I might go see if they have one of those. Also, because it's a good place for people to have private conversations in. And you know, snooper gonna snoop. Slash, I want to get away from, for some weird reason, there seems to be a lot of chanting and yelling, and I have a feeling my party members have something to do with that.
Yeah. It starts to echo out as you walk along here, but you do very gently hear the chanting of Bro.
I think he found the arm wrestling tent. Walks away.
As you get closer to the sea, which is a beautiful evening, as the sun starts to settle down and you got the big orange sky, sparkles from the sea. You swear you see an angry seal for a second dip under the water? As you see
ominous.
As you see the mirror maze over to your left.
Yeah, I kind of glance behind me to see if anyone's following me before I dip in. Because I'm like, out of all of us, I'm probably the least recognizable, but still.
Yeah, no, you look behind you, no one's there.
Cool. Into the maze. I can stare at my reflection and contemplate my lack of soul.
Yeah, they just, like... It looks like they were closing up for the day, as no one's actually there, but the maze is still unlocked. So the door is wide open just to walk straight in.
Yeah, I just walk in because I'm like, normally they have someone manning the door, but interesting.
Yeah, and as you walk in.
Yeah, I want to leave in.
Yeah, as you walk in, you're immediately greeted by 17 different allies from different mirrors.
Hello.
They all wave back.
Oh, that's trippy. I'll try and get my way through. I have like one arm trailing to my left. As what? The tactical I use in maze-like situations is the same one I use. Keep turning left until you can't anymore. Because you'll always eventually find the right path.
Just make me a perception check.
There's a whole 12.
Right. So perceptive.
You follow your left and you just look over to the left slightly just to see if it continues, and you do walk into a mirror, face first into one of the mirrors.
Good thing no one was around to see that. Fixes nose slightly, carries on. That never happened, I say to the 17 allies in the mirror.
You're not sure if the 17 allies respond, but they do the exact same motions that you're doing, so you're assuming they got the picture. As you eventually get out of the main part and you walk into the next room, which is like one giant mirror.
Oh, this is always creepy. I'm kind of like scanning around, seeing if anyone else is in here.
Damn, this dice is going in jail, I think.
No, get in jail. Not.
Looking around, there's no one else in here.
This is where I'd always come and hide when the crowds got too loud, but kind of glare at myself in the mirror briefly before proceeding. I'm like, grr.
And you eventually walk out the other side, which eventually leads you to the big seafront as you walk out the other end of the maze.
I honestly might sit and look at the sea. It's pretty. And also I'm by myself.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. You see a bench fairly close to the maze. As you just sit down, listen to the seagulls and the other birds and just the gentle rush of the water.
The one monk thing Eli's done this entire campaign, a moment of meditation by the sea.
And as you sit down, you feel an odd amount of power and an odd amount of magic coming from the stadium. It only lingers with you for a second, but it's enough to know that someone very magical is in the stadium.
Huh. I'm gonna go towards that.
Okay. And as you walk over to that, we will zoom out to see what Ran is up to as you trot along the pathway. What is Ran up to in this? Well, probably the biggest event Ran's ever been to.
What's down this end?
Just to check, where have you gone to? You went to the left-hand side. Katha went to the right, didn't he?
I think so.
Looking around, there's the odd event, there's like archery and other games that like mind games sort of things where you've got to guess where the ball is in the cup as you see this woman spin like four cups around as she lifts the ball in. There's a ball under the cup in as the person cheers she hands the coin to. There's all sorts of games here. There's another one that you spot where they seem to be selling like gurs. As people like throw in balls into these cups. There's one next to it where they give people plastic fishing rods and they're trying to hook up ducks. It's interesting, to say the least.
I would like to try and win a friend for Gurr. A big friend. I know he has little Zog, but...
Yeah, you see three locations where they're doing Zogs. You see the archery, you see the one with the fishing rods, and you see one where people throwing little plastic balls into rows of cups.
I'm going to go up to the hook a duck game.
You immediately intimidate all the children that are around this side of it, and they all move off to the other sides.
Hello, children. Come on. I am also a child.
And the bloke walks up, looking down. Excuse me. Oh, you're tall. Hi. Can I help you?
Ren would like to play this game. Please.
Okay. So it's two gold pieces per try. You can have as many tries as you want. And obviously, if you get the regular ducks, it's small prizes. If you get the white ducks, it's the medium prizes. And if you get the tiny golden duck, it's the biggest prize. And she points over, he points over to like a 10-foot tall teddy.
Ren will have disco for now. Just give them two gold for now.
You'll just come here in 4 hours and Ran will have won every teddy on the stall.
And she hands you this tiny pink plastic fishing rod with a little plastic hook on the end. Try not to catch your eye with it.
And
enjoy! And she walks off to let you try and fish.
Ran probably observes the children for a moment.
You watch them trying to like hook up. There's like little circles on the ducks' heads, and you watch them, children trying to like fish the hook into the like the circle part of the duck to hoist up the ducks. You don't see the little golden duck she was on about yet.
Ran has gold to spare. I'm just going to. Ran just kind of lashes her arm out, I guess, flailing it about a bit, trying to get a duck.
How would we do this? I'm going to make. How many d20s have I got to hand? You know what? Let's get everyone involved. Everyone apart from Ran, grab a d20 and tell me what you roll. Ran, make me a sleight of hand check.
Here's my Ran 20.
Roll a 16.
12.
Reed?
Nat 1.
I got an 8. No, I got a 22 all in. I'm still plus 4. Sucks.
As you like fish round, you hook up one. You start to hook up one duck, and then you see it coming round. The golden duck.
Like the ultimate duck.
Half the size of the duck and a tiny little hook on the top of it.
I'm going to say Ran probably has the advantage given her arm is literally as long as a child. Ran's spaghetti arms reaches over.
Okay, just make me one more sleight of hand check and I'm going to make the duck a dexterity saving throw with an advantage. It rolled 2 4s, so you've got to be an 8.
That is a 9 plus 4, 13.
Yeah, you managed to hook the golden duck just before another kid does. And this kid who looks no older than 5 years old just cries and runs off. As you have not only this little plastic yellow duck on, but the tiny golden duck as well.
Ren is having 2 ducks.
Oh, well done. Let me just get the teddy for you. To be honest, I didn't think anyone would win it. Do you want to go check out why the kid was crying? Yeah, sure, I'll do it in a minute. Alright, thank you. Let me get that prize for you. Well, oh, and a second duck. She takes her about two minutes, but she comes back hoisting and struggling to hoist this 10-foot tall Tarrasque teddy, because these people like Tarrasque teddies apparently. And she also hands you a giant lollipop.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Ran carries the massive Tarrasque on her back. It is now her new plushy armor.
This is Ran's shell now. Ran is like Kikaso, but with soft shell.
I'm probably a bit weighed down there with my giant teddy and my giant lollipop. Also, Ran immediately licks the lolly, making it really sticky.
This is probably the sugariest thing you've ever tasted. It is literally just sugar and food colour.
Oh god, it's a repeat of the macaroons again.
So now there's just a Noll walking around, enormous teddy on her back, lolly in one hand.
You eventually reach Picasso and Reed, as Picasso obviously did say to meet back in the middle. And as you all, as the three of you all approach the center, you see the two of you see Ram with this teddy, like bigger than her, over her shoulder, and this massive rainbow lollipop in the other hand.
Whoa, furry bruh, you like hit the jackpot, bruh.
Yes, it's heavy. Also, Ran is eating fireworks.
Furry bruh, like, I don't know, like, a lot of things, but, like, I'm pretty sure that's, like, not fireworks, bruh.
It's same color as fireworks.
That's true, furry bro. I got what you're saying now, furry bro. Oh, I found a bastard bro, though.
Ran just looks down, still eating her giant lolly.
I'm glad you guys are okay. Did you have fun?
Did I get anything from winning the arm wrestling competition?
Picasso wants a teddy.
You only have a hammer.
Given the theme of the arm wrestling, because Ran did walk over to the kids section, they gave you a small golden trophy, and you also got the prize money from what was building up in the pot. So you got... You got 32 gold. And the trophy, obviously, and the hammer, which you shouldn't have actually taken, but this is Picasso, so it's your hammer.
Picasso continues to ruin the economy of Autorvia.
I got this, like, I, like, won the arm wrestling competition. Like, you remember Rose, the Rose bro from before, furry bro?
Back in Little Clacton.
Yeah. Yeah, that one. Like, they were here again, and, like, I won again at arm wrestling, because, like, I'm, like, the strongest or something, bros. And, like, all they gave me was this, like, trophy and, like, some more stupid gold. So, like, it was cool and everything like that, but, like, I wish I got, like, a giant teddy bear, bruh.
Picasso should come this way and win. There is more big teddies.
I'll tell you what.
More big
How about I hold on to your gold for you, Picasso?
No, you might spend it.
Yeah, that's definitely, like, not gonna happen, like, bastard bro. Like, the one thing that, like, I really know is that, like, you can't be trusted with, like, gold or anything, bro.
So if the... Our character, come in a person who's literally venting out left, right, center.
But, like, at least I, like, remember that, like, the boatswain boys, like, need to be paid and such like that, so, like... I'm just in charge of my own goal. Like,
are you still
doing like,
on about that? They're being paid now.
But, like, that's totally not on you, bro. In
any case, we should probably try and find a guy.
Oh, man, like, are you gonna, like, make us do, like, the serious stuff again? Like...
Well...
Yes, but we want to keep fingers.
Yes. And we...
Yeah, like, bastard bro, like, are you, like, okay, bro?
I'm gonna be fine. We need to finish what we started, guys. He's here.
We still have time to get Picasso a fun prize.
No, that's, like, okay, for it, bro. Like, I can quickly, get one of those, like,
quickly. Later. We'll get one on the way to meeting Eli. How about that?
No, like, we could, like, get one later, because, like, if we have to go, like, punch in a guy's face or something, I don't want to get, like, blood all over it, so, like, I don't want to be, like, carrying that right now, so, like, bros, I'll just, like, grab it later. Let's go punch something, bros. Picasso cracks all of his knuckles. And then he looks at the trophy and just kind of tosses it to the side. That was a cool trophy, bros, but...
Well, you just ditched the trophy.
Reed will recover it and keep it himself.
You look down at it. It says on the trophy, strongest turtle.
I'll be sure to put that in his room later on when he doesn't know he's not looking.
Anne's just stood there eating her lollipop while the fur around her mouth / null beard is probably crispy now.
As you start to walk off Mikasa, you look over to the right-hand side, you do see the events with the teddies strapped to them.
I just stare at them for a minute. Later, bros. Later. You will be mine. And then I turn back and I'm like, alright, where's Angry Bro then, Bastard Bro?
Well, if you were angry and looking to kill someone, where would you go?
Well, Angry Bro...
Your cabin.
I was going to make that joke the exact same joke. We're like not on the ship, Bastard Bro.
What if it's not me that you're trying to kill? What if you're trying to find someone? Where would you be looking, do you think? Would it be here or would it be... I don't know. There, for example, I randomly point at the stadium.
Yeah, you randomly point at the stadium for plot convenience.
I mean, guessing that makes more sense than guessing the mirrors, honestly.
Well, Furry Bro and I wanted to go to that, big one anyway, so...
That's convenient, then. Perfect.
Not convenient. Right. Those are the titles of the episodes now. The next one, that escalated quickly, and then the next one's plot convenience.
You can't do that. That's what the horse is called.
It's fine. That's on a different branding. Listen to Into the Waste on Mind Games. Oh, I hate everything.
So the three of you are heading to the stadium then?
Under Reed's direction, yep.
Yeah, you can tell there's a bit of distaste from Picasso as you watch him finishing, looking at these big teddies on the stall. Some of them as big as him, and twice the size of you, as you all start to head down to the stadium. Oh, Reed, just maybe an Arcana check?
Arcana?
Yeah.
8.
Okay, never mind. So, as you all start to head down there, you do eventually see Ali walking up the other side, as if they're going to the arena as well, and you end up meeting in the crossroads.
Hey.
Oh. Nice teddy, Ran.
Yes, this brand new friend.
He's going to be Gurr's big brother.
Maybe.
You want a teddy, Picasso?
Later, Bastard Bro figured something out, apparently, so, that's why we came, to find you.
Okay, there's a massive surge of magic in the stadium, so if the bastard's gonna be anywhere, he's gonna be there. Remind me later, though.
While I was in the drinks tent, before fight broke out, I found out...
Are you why the drinks tent's fallen down?
Not exactly, but sort of. Anyway, I found out that a lot of the guards who were on the island that we locked in that shack, the guard quarters, are here. They've been repulsed.
The ones we gave food poisoning.
Yeah. They've been reposted here.
Well, they won't recognize us.
No, I just want to make you know that they're here. We obviously know that. I do know that Avery Jr. He's here, obviously somewhere, and so is his number two.
Teleporty McGee. That might be who just jumped in to the stadium then.
Yeah, he's here. They're here somewhere. So, yeah.
Cool. I'm going this way.
Okay, we'll come with.
Remind me to win Picasso a teddy later.
I'll make a note of it. Win.
Because I won one for Ran last time I went to a festival, so I might as well make it an occurrence.
Oh, I made a note to remind you.
Just the ship's version of Siri. Reminder.
No, Siri.
Fed would win teddy bear.
I'm going into the stadium. Bye.
We're following. Well, I'm following anyway.
Yeah, so as you look at the stadium, you can see two different entrances. You can see the one for the spectators, which has got quite a big line, and you can see the other entrance around the left-hand side that says Fighters Wanted.
I'm going in that door.
That just has a tiefling in a black suit writing down stuff on a board.
I go up to the tiefling. I'm like, hello.
Oh. Evening.
You still need people?
Yes, but it's only teams of 4 minutes. Oh, okay, there's more of you.
Oh god, I have to spend time with these people.
Oh, yes. Okay, so I should probably state the rules first. Obviously, this is the arena. Death is possible. We do have clerics on hand just in case we have major injuries, so it doesn't happen very often. We have had deaths in the past, but it's not super common.
Death is temporary.
Okay. So if you are going to enter, obviously there is some requirements of paperwork to be filled in, and there is an entry fee of 150 gold per person.
What's the prize at the end?
Okay, so we haven't had as many entries, sadly, this year. Sadly, there is no prize money this year, as all money is going towards the war effort from this festival, so it's non-profit this year. But instead of a money prize, we are offering any winners a free night stay, completely free of charge, at the Moonlight Mansions Hotel. It's the finest place in all of the city.
Well, that place is nice, yeah.
Yeah.
Can you throw in
banquets, there's plenty there.
Can you throw in a teddy?
I guess, maybe. You probably have some teddies in the stock.
There you go, two birds, one stone.
Why are you stoning birds, you monster? Give me a moment, sir. I turn to the group. I'm like, this could be a good way to get close to. That hotel is where everyone very fancy, including our target, would be staying during this festival. You don't just get in casually, it's very much the rich. So if we win this, it could be we're essentially next door to Douchebag and we can garrot him in his sleep. Or we might catch their attention during this and they'll seek us out for a conversation and then we kill him. But I'm not going to make any of you fight unless you want to.
I mean,
I'm down, Angry Bro.
You want to commit violence, Ran?
Yeah, not really.
You're welcome to go sit in the crowd.
Need 4 people.
I can bully someone into joining us.
It's fine. We're enjoying.
Is there somewhere safe we can put this teddy so it doesn't get blood all over it?
Yeah, we give rooms to everyone, so it won't be an issue. We've had a bit of a shorter turnout this year, sadly. Well, I mean every year, to be completely honest. We get less and less people. I think the war scares people off, to be honest.
Yeah, it was a lot busier when I was younger.
But yeah, okay, so it's to start off, I just need you all to sign this. Any hand you a booklet.
Is it a death waiver?
It's basically just the I promise not to sue should I sustain serious injuries, blah 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 blah.
I promise not to sue if I die horribly.
In short, yeah. In small print it says we are not liable for your death.
Furry bro, it's like that time we fought each other. We had to write on these things before.
That was fun. Brian enjoyed that.
When did you two fight each other?
Never mind, angry bro. Shh, I forgot that was Queen's business. I can't be so loud about that, furry bro.
You say while shouting this at each other.
Evelyn didn't hear, you're over free.
Just freeze an eyebrow and I'm like, okay, sure. Anything else apart from these death waivers?
Okay, what's the team name you're going with? Obviously, they'll need to announce the team when you walk out onto the arena floor, so what name are you going by?
I just look at Ran and Picasso like, what name do you want?
I love the amount of thought that you could see on Chad and Kerry's face. Just thinking.
I mean, I want to steal one from pro wrestling and go with the Broser Weights.
Yeah, why not?
Please don't sue us.
They don't even care.
Sad face.
The Bros. What was it? The Bros.
Broser Weights.
A Weights.
Broser Weights. Like a heavyweight, but with bro.
Oh, the bros are weights. Interesting. Isn't that what they use for EEW? You know, that new
WWE
event that's going around. Oh, is it that? I always thought it was EEW. My bad. I might.
Eli's eyes roll so far back in her head, you think she's possessed.
I mean, think.
That's creepy, angry bro.
And also the entry fees of 150 gold each.
Happily pay 150 gold.
Pay money to beat people. Okay. They bring the people to me. It's so much easier this way.
He hands the pot to Reed and Van.
And drops coins in.
Thank you. Reed, you... Sorry, Miss... Oh, I haven't got your surname. Mr. Reed, you need to pay to enter this event.
Captain. Captain Nine. Oh, Captain
Nine. I apologize.
Okay.
You still need to pay, though, obviously.
Okay.
I don't get a nine-finger discount.
Very good.
Rogue Alex.
Reed will drop the 150 gold into the pot.
Okay, just follow the path down. When you get to the crossroads, turn left, and your room is number 12. It's just on the curtains. Can't miss it.
Thank you. Let's go, gang.
Aye, aye, angry bro.
I just kind of usher everyone down the corridor.
Yeah, it definitely like smells a bit down here. It's that typical old sweaty fighter smell that you get.
It's a fight pit smell.
Yeah.
Like it.
As you walk down the pathway, you eventually see behind some closed curtains, it says room 12. And as you walk in, it's nothing much. It's just like a circular room with some benches and some water in the corner in a vase, not vase, jug. It's simplistic.
I pick a bench and start wrapping my knuckles.
Yeah, Eli just sits down and starts to wrap her knuckles as she prepares. Any of you looking to do anything as you wait?
I'm gonna look around, like see if there's any other like big strong people around. Just to kind of just side, not really sizing up the competition as much as just walking about. Like, what's up, bros?
As you walk back out, you don't actually see anyone.
This is like weird, guys. There's like no one here, bros.
a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Two questions. One, did you get any rules for this? Like weapons, magic, etc.?
I'm assuming it's standard. Considering they have clerics on hand, it's till they're all unconscious.
Okay. Cool.
Whether we're actually against people or beasts, it remains to be seen. But
and two, do you think this could just be a trap?
Potentially. But I've seen better traps, honestly.
Yeah, but something just doesn't feel right here.
Feel free to go explore. I'll happily sit here and pretend that I'm waiting for the fight.
I'm gonna snoop.
Have fun. Don't mention my name if you get caught.
Okay. If anyone asks, I will say I am someone else.
Sure.
Okay, are you going to the left or the right?
Left.
Left, okay. Yep, you follow the path down in. You think you're underneath the all the seating, is you can hear just talking in murmurs from above you as you walk out into this big open area, and you see two other teams of people. There's four gnomes over at one side doing like a pep talk, and on the other side you see another team with a Kenku, a Earth Genasi, and a very noticeable, you quickly click on who it is, you see a Triton with a massive warhammer sat next to him. It looks identical to the one that was at the party protecting Olvik.
Has anyone spotted me or not? Yeah.
No one's paying attention to you.
Okay, I will duck back into shadows. Well, I'll then cast Disguise Self on myself to assume to turn into the young human urchin form that I used before.
Okay, well, what are you up to then?
This is just so I know no one will recognize me when I'm wandering around, that's all. And I'm going to slink a little closer just to try and listen in.
To who?
So if the Triton's talking, or if anyone else is talking on that team, because that's clearly like a person that I want to get some information from.
Okay, make me a stealth check against their perception checks.
Stealth against perception, okay. Okay, that is 19.
Enough. As you sort of like slink in the corner, the Triton and the Kenku don't seem to notice you, but the Genasi, who appears to be sharpening some daggers, looks over to you. What are you doing?
Oh, sorry, mate. What?
You know what? Never mind. You lost.
Yeah, I've locked my mum, so just trying to find my way back. I took a wrong turn.
Tinker, do you want to show the kid back to where he's going? And the kangaroo goes,
yeah, sure, I can help.
I can find my way back. Boy?
Are you sure? This is a very dangerous pit.
I can find my way back. It's right. I'll go back the way I came.
Okay.
But thank you. And I will leave quickly.
The Kenku heads back to the others.
And I will race back, and I will make way quickly, but not obviously, back to where Alai is.
Okay.
Not dropping my disguise yet.
That takes a few minutes for you to get back. So while you're gone, a human walks into the tent, holding up another clipboard. Let's see, are you the bros await? There's three of you? I've got four of you down on my list.
Fourth one went to pee.
All right, we should probably wait for him. Right, so I'll just quickly go over the rules. Obviously, you signed the legislation, etc., so you know that blah, 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 death, whatever. But let's get to the exciting information. Obviously, you've joined the Blue Marina, where you get to fight an array of monsters that have been collected from over the seas in from different islands. There's quite the selection, I have to say, this year. I will show you out to the other teams. Obviously, there is no major rules. We have nothing against you killing the specimens that you're fighting, as they very much have the same mindset of killing you. So please do not hesitate to kill the enemies that you face tonight. Right, let me show you where we're going. We're way outside the room, Grilly, for your friend to come back. And before he can finish this sentence, this little, like, human chimney sweep lookalike just charges in. Oh! Are you bringing a child into this event?
Hope not. Hey, kid, have you seen our teammate?
Hello! Who's that?
Goblin fella.
Can't say I see him, no.
Deception check, Reed. I'll give you advantage on your deception, though, because...
Bearing in mind, the reason I'm doing this, of course, because I can't drop this guy whilst this person's in here.
How many brought that one?
Oh, that is a nat 20.
Plus 7.
Reed pulls off the disguise and to basically looking at him, you think he's just a kid who looks like a chimney sweeper.
Okay, child, stop being in our room. This is for fighters. It's not safe. Go find your guardian. Or, I don't know, an orphanage.
Okay, bro.
I don't like this child. Can I kill it?
Later, little buddy.
Wait,
you guys hear that? It said bro.
Raises a leave and then drops, go outside, checks, drops the guy, walk back in.
Hey.
Oh, is this your last member?
Yes, I promise he's not a child, though he acts like one constantly.
Huh. Okay, right. Let me show you to the main waiting area where the rest of the people are waiting. Sadly, it's just you and two other teams to see this year. Turnout just isn't as high.
Would you mind if I had a quick word with my team before we do go out or not?
Oh, sure. If you want to prep talk, I'll wait outside.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Then he walks outside the room.
That Triton's here. He's on one of the teams.
Who's he with?
A Kenku. And a Ganassi.
It's teams of four. Who's their fourth?
I didn't. Did I see a fourth Fabix or not?
No.
I didn't. Do you know what the Kenku's name was?
Tinker?
Shit. That's Brawl's friend. Which means we might be up against. We might have Brawl here as well.
That's a bad thing, but would he put his punches against you?
I mean, against me, maybe. Against you, no.
And you squirt of him?
Well, he's not... We're not fighting him. We're fighting monsters. But friendly fire can definitely be a thing, and I think Triton Boy is going to be gunning for us.
We'll make sure we kill him first.
I mean, that is always an option. If the fourth guy in their team is AJ, we're definitely going to try and kill him.
Absolutely. Okay. That's all I found out, though.
Okay. Well, I still have a healing potion on me, so.
But at least we're a bit more prepared than we were.
I mean, yes. Ready for some violence?
Are you saying that loud enough that everyone would have heard it? Or were you just telling
this
to a lie?
Yeah, this is the whole conversation.
The minute you brought up the Triton, Picasso would have, like, drained of all color. And then after not saying anything for the whole thing, would immediately walk up to the guy with the clipboard. We like forfeit, bro. You can like keep our money, but we like forfeit, bro.
Wait,
what?
You want to forfeit?
What?
Yeah, we gotta go, bro. We gotta go, bros. We can't like be here anymore, bros.
What's the matter?
We like forfeit, bro.
Give us a minute, sir, please.
Yes.
Okay.
Picasso, what's wrong?
Picasso, is this? What is this?
We said no. We said if that Trident was involved, we wouldn't be involved, guys. Bros,
Is this your vision?
Yeah, I told you about this, guys. Furry bro, no, we can't. We gotta go. Like, go. Like, we can't be like near that dude, bros. At this point, Picasso would just kind of be pulling on Furry Bro's arm.
Okay.
This is... What if it's not the same Trident?
I mean, you're the one who saw him. How certain are you it's the same guy?
I don't know. I don't know if it's the same one that Picasso saw in his vision.
He saw the one from the ballroom.
Same one, then.
Yeah. Thing is, with these visions, it's not that they're not always a direct prediction. Sometimes they give you past events, sometimes they give you possible events. It's not set in stone.
Yeah. We have to weigh it out, I suppose. Is it worth the risk?
I have an idea. One sec. I kind of step out the room and I approach the tea thing. I'm like, question, sir.
Yes?
Are all the other teams of four?
Normally, but one of our teams, the four of them attend every year. They've attended every year for like the last 10 years, but one of them couldn't make it this year. He said they claimed he had a project to work on. So it was just the three of them this year. We know what they're like. They're strong enough that we would have, well, that the boss allowed them to do it as a team of three.
Well, given that some of my team are having, you know, first fight jitters, as it were, would they be agreeable to keep the numbers up and to make sure there's kind of an even number, having say myself take up their fourth spot so the rest of my team can sit out?
You won't be up against any of the teams. It's just monsters. If we have a zero tolerance policy. If any fighting breaks out among the teams, then we won't allow the event to continue. It's part of the contract. I mean, no one really reads the contract, but in the small print it says if you break out fights of any of the teams, then it is an instant ban.
Yes, I read it. The problem... I kind of like gesture to him, like, some of my lot are very superstitious, and when prepping for the fight they saw something that was slightly askew, and now they're all of a sudden thinking we're all going to die. And honestly, it's not worth the hassle, but we paid the entrance fee, and I mean, I've been coming to this festival for years. I really enjoy it, and I wouldn't want to like affect the occasion, because I mean, you can't really send only 7 people out against some of the monsters you can get in the Blue Arena. Just wouldn't be enjoyable.
I can assure you. Right, tell you what. Tortle, your name is...
Picasso, his name is.
Oh yes, Picasso. Tell you what, how about you come with us and I can introduce you to them. They've been coming to this event every year for like the last 10, 11 years. They're very friendly. There's a little Kenku there called Tinker. He's the most... You've never seen anything like it. You wouldn't think he could fight, but... It's ridiculous watching him. I can assure you there's no issues.
Also, we'll go with the tiefling. He hasn't said anything this whole time.
Agreeing to meet isn't agreeing to fight, correct?
No. If you don't wish to fight, then you won't have to, but I think you should meet them first. They're a very friendly bunch, and the gnomes have sort of been keeping to themselves. But I mean, I don't know what the gnomes are going to do. They haven't come with any weapons at all. I mean, I've never been a magic caster myself, so magic goes a bit over my head, but I'm sure the gnomes know what they're doing.
Oh, all right, bro. We can try. Gossa just keeps looking back and forth towards Furry Bro.
I'm gonna walk in front of Picasso as like a shield, just so if he needs to run, he can run, and they have to get through me first.
As you do, about a minute later, as you do eventually walk into the main area with everyone, the gnomes aren't paying attention to you at all, and you realize they're like playing a card game. That's their way of preparing. But Tinker, the Kenku, immediately realizes who you are.
Oh! Hello, Eli!
Hi, Tinker.
Very meta right now.
Are you?
I'm talking to myself.
Are you fighting tonight?
Potentially. We thought we'd give it a go, but, you know, just feeling out the field before we commit.
Oh, that's fair enough. It's a fantastic event. It was so much fun. Last year, we got to fight an ice giant as our final match. It was so cool.
You not bring Brawl with you this time?
No, he wanted to work on, the body project.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
We come every year, and I think he was a bit disappointed, but you know what he's like when he has a project. He doesn't need sleep, so he doesn't ever stop working on stuff. Tell him to take a break, but he wanted to keep working on it. God, my voice was so inconsistent then.
Who are your friends?
Oh, this is our other roommate, Lucille, and he points to the Genasi, who looks at you for a second, like sort of studying you, and just gives you a nod. And this is Taris, a good old friend. We've been doing this event with him for the last 10 years. I think I recognize.
Kind of lock eyes with Taris, like I'm fucking watching you.
I think I recognize him. You guys were at that ball a while back.
Yes.
Yeah, the fighting's fun. Sure you'll enjoy it out there.
Picasso's just staring at him this whole time.
I thought you'd be with your boss.
Nah. Not happening at the moment. He pays me when he wants protection. I do the job. That's it. It's not my normal bounty hunter work, but it pays too well to ignore.
Kind of look back at Picasso as if to say, do you want to precede him? Do we want to leg it and just watch?
Like, this whole time, like, he's been talking to Eli with Picasso staring at him. Has he, like, made any, like, is he clocked that I'm staring at him, made any, like, odd gesture towards it?
Oh, let's see. You think he has clocked you, but at the same time, he looks very relaxed, like he's not really interested. Like, he isn't stiff at all, he's just very laid back looking as he leans against the back wall of the room.
Picasso won't say anything and just kind of like look down at Eli and say, we can fight, bro. And then I'd like to just walk back right away, and I want to go find Furry Bro real quick.
Yeah, we'll stick with Picasso for a second. Furry Bro is only a few feet behind you.
And like, I kind of like push Furry Bro back so that we're just a little bit away from everyone. All right, Furry Bro, I've made you promises multiple times. and now is like when the promise comes through. Like, if like anything like starts to go sideways, and like I say that you gotta like run, like furry bro, you gotta like run.
Okay.
And I like pulled up my like pinky. You like promise, furry bro.
Rand doesn't understand the gesture at first, but
oh,
it's kind of pokes you.
I like hook your, Picasso like hooks furry bro's pinky. All right, like if I tell you, you gotta run.
Rand did promise.
All right, well let's go punch some stuff for everyone else.
As Picasso does walk off, the Earth Genasi seems to try. Seems to look back at you, Eloy. How do I put this? Your distinguishing features. They look a lot like Bulls.
Yes, well, we have some people in common.
Fair enough. I'm Lucille, by the way. I don't know if Tinker mentioned that. I also live with Brule, Tinker, and Sparkles.
Yes, they mentioned you were their roommate, but you weren't in the few times I visited.
Oh, well, this work keeps you busy.
You're just a bounty hunter, or...?
Yeah, just a bounty hunter. But with the war, there's a lot of decent jobs at the moment.
There's a lot of money out on people's heads.
Smirking internally at the money out to my own head.
Yeah, I just clocked that quite quickly. And Tinker also clocked your goblin friend disguising himself as a human.
Yes, he's not the brightest, but it was worth getting the information. If he'd been different people, we probably wouldn't have come out here at all.
Is the turtle all right? Went a bit pale a second ago.
Long story, bad associations. Don't worry about it.
Fair enough. And it also gets interrupted as you hear some murmuring from the crowd outside, and a tiefling walks back in. Right, who wants to go first? We got the first line of competition rounded up, so whoever wants to go first, really.
Kind of look at Tinker and the gnomes, and I'm like, I don't know, rock, paper, scissors.
Ah, we're still trying to finish our card game, so one of you two go first. And Tinker walks up to you. Rock, paper, scissors, I guess?
Sure, I guess roll a d4?
Yeah, I was going to say mic lag is a thing.
Rock, paper, scissors, nuke can be four.
So we'll roll the d4. Whoever gets the highest is going first. We'll do best of three.
Okay. Where are my d4s? This is a real question.
Are you rolling 3 d4s in one go, are you?
I'm trying to find any of my d4s, honestly.
I'll roll my 3.
7. I've got a 1, a 3, and a 4.
You got a 1, a 3, and a 4.
God damn it! Do it again!
We'll roll one more. Whoever gets the highest is going to go first.
2.
You got a 1. Well, I guess you're going first.
Yay.
Oh, good luck out there. We'll be spectating from the viewing area just over there.
Try not to die.
Ah, I'm good at this. And he gives you a wink as they head off. The three of them head off to the spectating area. The gnomes are ignoring it, continuing their card game. Right, follow me. I hope you're all prepared. You have 1 minute to position yourselves on the arena while they set up the monster. So good luck, everyone. And I will put a picture of the map in the chat. And I forgive it. For some reason, the pencil line is quite light, so you got to zoom in a little bit to see it properly, but that is the map you're in.
Was screaming at the front door, so
it's like, curse you, front door.
There's a door between me and the world.
And which gate do we come in through?
You come in through the left-hand side.
For the west gate.
That is correct. I forgot to put north, east, west, south, etc.
Compasses are weird.
Right. Enjoy. You have a minute to position yourselves wherever you want to be, and then they will open all the gates, and then they'll choose to release whatever they're releasing through one of them. Or two of them. Sometimes they do two monsters. But good luck. And he walks back through the gate.
Would it be wise for us to position ourselves in the middle?
I was going to say, so where do you want to position yourselves?
Tend to position middle, quite defendable.
You can position yourselves wherever you want to. There's no, like, you don't all have to, like, group up. You could split up, whatever you want to do.
After you.
No, it's after you, insist.
Between the north and west gates, fairly close to the wall.
What, to the, like, outside curvature of the wall?
Sort of.
Okay, I will just mark that on my notes.
Picasso would post up in front of the south pillar, like staring at the south gate, just ready for anything to come out of that gate.
The south pillar, behind it or in front of the pillar?
In front of the pillar, like staring at the gate. I'm not hiding from anything. Picasso doesn't hide.
Read.
Those pillars, are they literally like wall to like floor to ceiling, are they?
Yeah.
Okay, and the barriers?
They're not. They go up about 15 feet.
Flat on top?
Yeah, slightly domed at the top.
Okay, just for future reference, probably could be quite useful. I will position myself behind the bottom left barrier in the middle, so I can see. Cause that way I can like move to whichever gate I need to get a look at.
What, so behind the barrier or?
Behind the barrier, so in the middle bit, yeah.
Read, okay, and alight.
To the side of the pillar at the north gate. Because I can feasibly move basically anywhere.
Yeah, you can. You and Picasso can theoretically cover the entire arena, to be honest.
So, as long as I can see it, I can punch it.
Evening, ladies and gentlemen, and all lovers. Thank you for joining us tonight here in the Bloom Arena. To start the night, the Bros await take on the first challenge of the night. But without further ado, let the first battle commence!
And at this point, I need you all to roll me for initiative.
With the crew now fighting in the Bloom Arena, up against their first challenge of the evening. How will they do? Will they make it through all three rounds? And what awaits for them at the end of the arena? Find out in episode 25, The Night of Fights.
This podcast was brought to you by me, Alex, in conjunction with Visionaries Global Media at Mattertap Productions.